Hey there, folks, it's Robin, and I'm popping in to talk to you about clean water because I'm going to be honest, I've been worrying about the contaminants in our tap water, and I knew I had to find a solution, you know, something reliable and effective. And that's when I discovered AquaTrue, and it's been a game changer for my family. AquaTrue's purifiers, they're basically like superheroes for your water, using a four-stage reverse osmosis process to tackle even the toughest contaminants. With PFAS, you know, those pesky forever chemicals making their way into nearly half of U.S. tap water, it is a relief to know that AquaTrue is certified to just kick them to the curb. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every home, from countertop setups to under-sink options. They've even got a Wi-Fi connected model for the tech-savvy among us. And let's talk about those filters, okay? Long-lasting and affordable, they are a dream come true. There's no more like swapping them out every few months. AquaTrue's filters go the distance and last up to 2 years. Since switching to AquaTrue, I have noticed a huge difference. The water tastes cleaner, it's fresher, and the best part, I no longer have to worry about what's lurking in my tap water. Even my kids are drinking more water because of the ease of the countertop setup. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners are going to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and you're going to enter the code HEADSPACE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEADSPACE. Go get it. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace. Headspace Studios.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday Scaries. I'm your host, Dora Kamau. A few weeks ago, I was listening to Organic Olivia's podcast. If you don't know, she's an amazing herbalist and all-around inspirational human being. She was talking with her therapist, Dr. Sylvia, who had given her advice to listen to the same three songs each morning to set the tone for the day. Naturally, as a music lover, this made me think about the effect that music can have on our minds and bodies. So I decided to put this to the test and start my day with three songs that felt uplifting and motivating. After a few weeks, I found that at the start of my days, the playlist was extremely helpful for setting the tone and finding my groove. But by the middle of the week, I was in need of more than three songs. So I decided to create dedicated playlists for the different activities in my day. Something to stretch to, something to breathe to, something to walk to, playlists for everything. Research shows that music imprints on both the left and right hemispheres of the brain, allowing us to react to it very quickly. By imprinting, I mean music makes an impression. We hear a few notes and recognize it as a song, and then we tuck it away and remember it later. There's even evidence that suggests our brains bind to the music we heard as teenagers more tightly than anything we'll hear as adults. Music nostalgia is a real neurological thing. So, how can music help us work with unpleasant feelings that might come up on Sundays as we think about everything we have to do in the week ahead? Well, listening to music has been shown to actually help us work through life's anxieties and stressors by guiding us towards lighter emotions. This is done by engaging our limbic system, the part of the brain associated with our emotions. When we listen to certain music, we can actually change the way that we relate to our stress and anxiety. Think about how many times a song has come on the radio and all of a sudden, nothing seems quite as important as turning up the volume and singing along. Something I've been doing on Sundays is creating different playlists to carry me throughout the week. This helps me to set an intention for moments of joy in the days ahead. I really look forward to creating the playlist, hearing each song, and planning out when I'll be able to listen. I want to be clear, though, and say that sitting down and making this playlist isn't a way to avoid tough emotions during the week. Rather, it's a way to work with those feelings. We can still acknowledge our anxiety, but we know that we also have some great music to listen to that can help us approach our emotions in a different, more playful way. I come from the era where burning CDs and cataloging them in a binder was like an artist showcasing their latest art installation. So, if you're looking to add some music to your week, here is Dora's guide to the art of making the perfect Sunday playlist. First, it's helpful to check in with yourself before you start picking songs. Ask yourself how you're feeling in the moment, and what feelings does the coming week bring up? Allow that to guide your music choices. Maybe there's a particular song that calms you down that you'll know you'll need. Or maybe you're just really into a certain movie soundtrack right now and will need some escapism during the week. When I know I'm gonna need a boost of energy, my go-tos are Beyoncé and or Fela Kuti, who always lift me up. And when I need to calm down, I'll put on some James Blake or Cleo Soul. These are my music choices, but what you choose is totally up to you and your unique taste, and that's the beauty of it. Another tip is to create a playlist that evokes the emotion that you would like to feel. So if you want to feel balanced, create a playlist or choose three songs that represent those feelings and play them when it makes the most sense in your day or week. On that note, it may also be helpful to plan when to use your playlist. Like I shared earlier, I have a playlist for the different things that I do in my day. Each week, my playlist becomes a signal of happiness for me. I'll plan to turn them on in the morning or when I take a break during the day. And that's something I can look forward to, especially when things get stressful. For now, though, let's take a moment or two to reflect on how we're feeling and how we would like to feel in the week ahead. So just begin to settle in, mind and body. Taking a few deep breaths. And the eyes can be open or closed. And then gently guiding the focus to any emotions or feelings that may be present. And just naming how you're feeling. Maybe that sounds like, I am happy, I am joyful, or I am tired. Whatever's there, giving it a name and acknowledging its presence. And then in your mind's eye, fast forwarding to the end of the week. and reflecting on how you would like to feel. Taking our time here just to set an intention for the days to come. And now, noticing what song or songs come to mind with these desired feelings. And not thinking too hard about it, but just allowing it to arise naturally. Now, taking a deep breath. And when you're ready, slowly and gently opening the eyes if they were closed. As you move through your week, use your playlist as a tangible reset. Even if you didn't plan on using it at a certain time or day, if the mood strikes, turn it on in the morning as you prepare for the day, during your lunch break or evening run. Whenever you want, especially if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Your playlist is also a reminder of where you were on Sunday and what was going through your mind, of the intention you set while making it, of the small gift of joy you gave yourself. In the show notes, I've linked my Sunday playlist so you can get a taste for the sounds and songs that keep me balanced and grounded throughout the week. Thank you so much for listening and taking the time to check in with yourself today. I look forward to you joining us next week when I'll compare life to, drumroll please, a basketball game. Until then, take really good care.